On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
What's up, brother?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we've got a nice clear line this morning. That's wonderful. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Okay. All right. So let's get straight into it. Let's get straight into what do you want to talk about?
Well, there's two films coming out today that I have seen and would like to talk about. The first one is Justice League.
The Justice League. Wow, this sounds like a great movie.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of crazy that we're in a world where people are cynical about a Justice League film before it even comes out, which says a lot about the way DC has managed their on-screen superhero universe. Everyone's kind of like, oh, how bad is it going to be? And they, you know, Batman vs. Superman was a shocker. Suicide Squad was a shocker. Wonder Woman was great. And now we have Justice League. And it's better than Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad, but not much else. It's a big... it's not even that big. It should be the biggest superhero movie of all time. This is the most iconic characters and superhero dim all coming together. It feels like the build-up has been... and fits and starts. Ben Affleck seems hungover for the most.
It's a prophecy coming true, isn't it? Something, you know, it's got that vibe about it. It was always
prophecy
coming
true.
Just everything was working towards this moment, you know, the stories, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
The idea of a Justice League film should be, you know, it should be so exciting to even people who don't care about comics. But this film, it was a slightly troubled production, lots of reshoots. The main thing that distracted me during this was how, when they did the reshoots, the pickups, which isn't that weird for a film of this size, but Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, had moved on to Mission Impossible, in which his character had a moustache, and they wouldn't let him shave his moustache to go back to playing Superman. And there's all these scenes where you're like, they've really badly CGI'd out his moustache. His upper lip does not look... normal,
and it's cutting corners.
Well, it's just the nature of modern film production. I don't know if anyone could have properly CGI'd out a moustache effectively on Superman, but I wasn't bored during this film, but I did wonder what the point of any of it was. It's got a very generic villain. The action is very much takes place in big areas where there's lots of rubble. There's always rubble in this film, you know, broken rock.
Well, they smashed the shit out of everything, collecting.
Yeah, and it actually, despite that big torrent of negativity I just unleashed, this film was actually slightly better than I thought it was going to be. It doesn't upset its welcome. It's got some cool character moments, most notably with The Flash, played by Ezra Miller. And Aquaman, played by Jason Momoa, who's, you know, like an honorary Kiwi in lots of ways, he's pretty cool. And but it's just a flat non-event of an event movie.
Would it be fair to say that Taika Waititi and Thor Ragnarok success has set the bar way higher than anyone expected?
Well, maybe not higher than anyone expected, but it definitely is a much, much better film, and this film is suffering for coming out so closely in the wake of it, and the comparisons did not benefit Justice League in any way. So, yeah, his awesome achievements with that film have definitely undermined any potential for Justice League to just... be okay. It's not a great film, I liked what they did with Superman in this. It shouldn't be. He's dead officially in the universe, but it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that he's in the film. It's a Justice League after all, and that is in many ways what hamstrung this film is that if you're going to market and present a Justice League movie but not use any Superman iconography. Kind of like, what's the point?
All right, well, you've told me not to watch it. So what else?
Okay.
What's the other one?
Well, there's a really amazing film playing at the Academy now called The Killing of a Sacred Deer, which is...
We just had the preview for that here, BFM preview.
Did you watch it?
I did not, but I've heard some colourful reports. And like I said, yeah, I have seen The Lobster, which is his other movie.
Yeah. Well, it's as allegorically strong as The Lobster, but it's a bit more set in the real world, a little bit. And it's about a surgeon played by Colin Farrell who's sort of mentoring the son of a former patient who's played by the kid who wanted to get on the boat in Dunkirk. And then it turns out this kid's kind of messed up. And he starts messing with Colin Farrell's family, his wife played by Nicole Kidman. And he's got two young kids. And this teenage boy that he's been sort of looking after blames him for his father's death and is going to take action to rebalance the scales of justice.
Rowinger
League. And it's a full-on movie. The opening shot is of open-heart surgery, actual open-heart surgery, a close-up on the writhing, beating organism.
Ventricles.
That is the human heart. Yep. Yeah, and I could not watch that. I can't handle surgical stuff at all. And it says it all about how much this film wants to kind of mess with you.
How do films like this get made?
Well, this guy's a major artist. He's a Greek director. He's one of the more respected authors. Yeah, but you know, films don't just exist to coddle and reinforce our worldviews.
I suppose.
And this is a film that's a challenging film, but it definitely, I would recommend it, but you know, it's not for the faint of heart. And it's kind of unique. It's kind of almost hard to describe the pleasures of the film. I don't know if I would say I enjoyed it, but I
did. Is it a date movie?
Yeah, pretty much. If you don't want there to be a second one. it's kind of messed up. Yeah. But I'd be very interested to hear your views on it. As I would with many films, but you don't get to them all that often, do you?
Well, I do try and fit them in, Fabian Fanboy, but I just have to try and fit them in.
Cut those early start. There's also a New Zealand film out in cinemas today called Human Traces, which I'm very interested to see. It's set on the Otago coast. And is a thriller starring called Human Traces. So that already starts. So Sophie Henderson, who's pretty cool. Vinnie Bennett, who's doing some stuff over here. Sarah Wiseman. This film has been getting some very good reviews. I love a Kiwi thriller. Want to check that out. And also there's another film out called Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman, plural, which is about the guy who created the character of Wonder Woman. And this film posits some ideas about how his personal predilections informed the creation of that character and her use of a whip and stuff like that.
All right, my friend, have a wonderful week. Speak to you again this time next week.
You too, Mike. Have a good one. Cheers, bye.
Hollywood love.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Yeah, we're just listening to that. And